My message this morning is entitled Exposed and Expunged. You'll notice on your bulletin there's a thing at the top there that says lectionary readings. Now, when I first came into ministry 28, 29 years ago, I struggled because every week I had to find something to talk about. And then all of a sudden I realized when I went to seminary that lectionary scriptures are in there, is there for a reason and a purpose. And if you follow those readings, you'll be able to complete the whole Bible like in 3 years. So I'm looking and I thought, wow, that's a good scripture to talk about. And so I became blessed. So this week, you'll see there's one named Job. We don't talk about Job very often, and we should. Chapter 23, verses 1 through 9. And I want to share it with you. This is Job's 8th speech. You know, he had a lot of friends that gave him a lot of advice. This is what he said, New Living Translation, after one of his friends gave him some advice. And then Job spoke again. My complaint today is still a bitter one. And I try hard not to groan aloud. If only I knew where to find God, I would go to his throne and talk to him there. I would lay out my case and my present arguments. Then I would listen to his reply and understand what he says to me. Would he merely argue with me in his greatness? No, he would give me a fair hearing. Fair and honest people can reason with him, so I would be acquitted by my judge. I go east, but he's not there. I go west, but I cannot find him. I do not seek him in the north, for he is hidden, and I turn to the south, but I cannot find him. But, I always love the buts in the Bible. But, he knows where I am going, and when he has tested me like gold in a fire, he will pronounce me innocent. Isn't that a good God?